My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called The Balance Between Waiting and Doing. We're back with another post at FSW, and it's been a while. As you may or may not know, I shifted from weekly to bi-weekly blogs a couple of months ago so I could balance the growing needs of a new membership launch. And bonus, if you identify as an LGBTQ+ woman or queer woman, sign up before the cart closes on the 7th. And here we are, shifting into July. Now that we're over halfway through the year and revving up quarter three, I'm looking at the rest of 2023 and debating something. What to wait on versus what to do and how to grow from here. Do you know how to rest? With all of the projects and moving parts, I've been telling myself to just make it. Just make it. Just make it. But I can feel the candle is burning at both ends and I've got a nub of wax left. And that's made me think about today's topic, the balance between waiting and doing. June was the month of technological shifts and mishaps. I migrated my products and services to a new platform where this membership community has taken shape and things have been bananas busy. I adored the 2 weeks worth of Pride events and I attended, but now that we're in a new month, I'm trying to recognize what needs doing and what can wait. Waiting isn't failure. Maybe I should just leave that headline there. Doing isn't a failure either, by the way. And we have times of both in life. When I was at my sweat lodge this weekend, a recurring subject that came up for me was, quote, just being. And to be honest, I haven't been doing a great job at that lately with everything happening. I still have that wiring within that means the harder you work, the more, insert your word, you'll be. Abundant, successful, steady, you name it. When I was reading a little memo from Ken Honda this morning, I appreciated their description of planting a seed and waiting for it to grow with patience. Oof, it made me feel like the universe was telling me to slow down and let things grow. Oh, I know. If you're kind of type A like me, you want that itty bitty plant to just start growing already. You want it to be vibrant and perfect in all ways. And you want it to keep growing and going until it's this gorgeous, powerful being in a world that has chaos and unexpected twists and turns. This, my friends, is much like how we live life. We want growth now, and we want it to be steady. So, do we wait, or do we keep doing things? To end today's post, I want to ask you, what's been on your heart to wait for? What's that quiet whisper within saying? To let something germinate in its own time and in its own way? Once you and I listen to that whisper, I know the balance will be there. We won't be spinning our wheels as much because we'll be sitting there in our proverbial garden with a boost of calm and contentment, watching and waiting. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.